afternoon, everyone. Since I have only 15 minutes, I'd like to use PowerPoint to save my time. And first of all, I'd like to congratulate three presenters for their excellent, lively, and powerful presentations and a really good use of media, especially visual messages. Okay. Okay. Basically, I think they are asking two questions. When you use media or technology, this kind of things will happen all the time. I mean, okay. All right, so we'll go back to the previous one. Right. So basic two questions were, maybe okay. Without, okay. Oops, I cannot see. All right. One is, how can you improve communication in peace communication? And then the other question was, what are the roles of technologies or media in promoting peace communications? And they also provide, some answers as well. Maybe I have changed. The answers they were providing include the.
Show this one.
No, this one. Okay. Sorry. I think I misplaced the slide. Two answers. Actually, three answers were provided for the first question. The first question was, how can you improve communication, peace communication. The first one presented by Mr. Kawasaki was the talks, meetings, I think partnerships and regional networks. That was suggested as a way of improving communication in peace. And another suggestion was made by Mr. Ito and then Maekita, and they were all promoting the use of technology and advanced media in a very effective and efficient way, and they also showed us some examples of their use of visual messages especially. And then for the second question, I think three answers were given by three presenters. And first one is, what are the roles of media or technologies in promoting communication? One answer was to share peace information. And then the other one is by providing education. I mean, the media and technologies need to be trained, I mean, need to be integrated in media literacy education. And another one is the kind of stretch, new term for me is through peace advertisement. To me, advertisement is one way, which is more like a manipulation of images. And peace is, to me, is like a really heartwarming word. It's kind of strange to me as a non-expert to see the term that combining peace and advertisement together. So I like to make some comments on those points in next slide. When we try to understand their comments and their answers to those questions, maybe this model will help you understand why we need to share information between the senders and receivers. And there are basically two parties, I think, in communication. One is the part that tries to communicate some messages. The other one is kind of receiver. But receivers and senders can change their roles. It's an interchangeable parties. There are two parties, basically. And they have different cultures. As Mr. Ito pointed out, their values may be different, their feelings, languages, pre-assumptions. Some of them have pre-assumptions, bias, and they all have different social roles. So all differences will make field of experience, very unique field of experience in both sides. So each side have their own experience, their own the background, their own field of experience, so that they will interpret messages differently. When I say something about peace advertisement, I have different ideas about peace advertisement, whereas presenters may have a very high-level, sophisticated definition of peace advertisement. So because of the difference, we don't share everything they have been communicated. So role of media and technologies is to expand the sharing part, the sharing portion of field of experiences. So when we cannot have perfect sharing aspect, sharing space, but we can expand those areas by using different types of media. So I think the presenters try to share their experiences based on some visuals or words, or they talk. So this is the way, a means of communication that they have been using, the talk, oral messages, and they also used PowerPoint. They were sharing, they are also giving us auditory explanations and visuals. So those are the communication tools or media they have been using, trying to expand the both side field of experience. So if I may summarize what they have been talking about, the media and technological support, is that first, media and technology can improve understanding facts and issues involved. There is a danger in here that you could always construct or manipulate reality. Actually, all the media messages are constructed or manipulated with some intention. The presenter's PowerPoint and my PowerPoint as well are constructed. It's not the reality itself. It's all constructed reality. That's very essence of media literacy education. And the second role of the media, which I think is more important than presenting the facts. I mean, one-way communication is implicated in the term peace advertisement. That's why I didn't feel very comfortable with the term. It's one way. I mean, presenting information and manipulating messages, all one way. So I like to highlight the importance of promoting two-way communications in peace-building efforts from non-expert point of view. And then last one is media and technology can actually help us enhance collaboration. Collaboration is essence of peace-building, I think, as a first presenter emphasized. So I think those three roles are very important in peace building effort, as representatives emphasized. One example would be shown by Mr. Ito, that he showed us his own website and his collaborating with Peace Board website as well, and showing some visuals on the web. But there are two very famous global sites that young people are using. The Flickr.com, which is a video photo image sharing site. So if you go there and then you click peace, or I Yesterday, I clicked Sudan because I like to know some of the facts, what's happening there. And non-novice, I mean, non-expert, no one, I mean, someone who doesn't know about peace or like myself, they post a lot of images there. And then I don't see the expert actually participating in knowledge building on the web. So I'd like to ask you, how many of you have upload video on YouTube? Okay, only a few. How many of you have checked the YouTube? More. So there are many users, but not many creators. I strongly believe that experts in peace studies should participate in creating the messages, showing different views. Because what I see from Flickr or YouTube are too violent, all war messages. I mean, I'm scared. What is this? I don't see any peace messages over there. So I like to see different messages from those sharing sites. And another one is to promoting two-way communication. And there are many ways of communicating with each other. And I think face-to-face meetings, that cost a lot. It's kind of difficult to bring everybody together in one place. So we could use asynchronous, synchronous, very different types of messages. I like to just skip this part and then highlight another technology called wiki technology. How many of you have used Wikipedia? Many. How many of you edited or create the message over there? You can do it. I mean, it's really simple, easy to do it. So I checked. Let me just. Oops. Sorry, I cannot see my screen. I checked Wikipedia yesterday, like a peace and conflict studies. There is a site, but there is no name. The Tokyo University of Foreign Studies, this peace and conflict studies were listed as one of the research institute. I added ICU once yesterday. But you could do it. It's there. So what I want to say to the audience is that we like to present our ideas, but we are not sharing it. I mean, there are means in the internet or in other technologies that we can share together. And that expert ideas, I think, should be shared because they know the essence. Like all the practitioners, I was really impressed by their presentation. I mean, all different kinds of messages and the values have been discussed. But we like to share with young generations, generations who are using this advanced technologies. I think that's all what I want to say. But the technology is not a solution in itself. It's a means. So we like to know how effectively, how efficiently technologies can be used to promote peace education. Thank you.